Not gone, though, is Joe Fisher, as we bring him in on the Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery Hotline. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
Not too bad. Paul Kuharski.
Yeah, I thought that was Paul sitting in today.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Joe, before we get to the business at hand, Vanderbilt's basketball game tonight against Rice, I wanted to note the passing of Kendall Stevens, a guy who we knew very well. Kendall passed away yesterday after a long illness. He was 64. He was Mr. Tennessee State, a longtime sports information director and radio announcer, and just a joy to be around, one of my favorite people, always a smile on his face. Always a joke, and you remember, being a young sportscaster in this town. You would Channel 4, me with Channel 5. Kendall was always helpful, and just always fun to see him.
Yeah, it sure was. I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to do that as well. Kendall was a big part of Tennessee State, and certainly back in those years when we were coming up, in the business. I don't think I certainly realized. Hanging around with a John Merritt, who was such a legend at that time, and of course Ed Martin over there as well, and Kendall was just the wealth of information at Tennessee State, and certainly I think he was writing a book about it, as a matter of fact. So certainly going to miss him, but he was a part of Tennessee State for 25, 30 years, and then certainly going to be missed.
And our thoughts and deepest sympathies go out to the family and friends of Kendall Stevens again. One of my favorite people who passed away yesterday. All right. The Doors have Rice coming in tonight. Obviously, they don't have Morris Allman, who graduated.
Thank goodness.
he was their big gun last year. They are 3-8, so I guess so. What are the expectations tonight?
Well, I think that's a bit of a concern whenever you come into a game where you're supposedly such a prohibitive favorite. And, of course, last year, Vanderbilt won in Houston 74-69. I went back and looked. Morris Allman had 44 in that game. No other player for Rice had more than 5. So he was quite a player, and they have not been able to find anybody to replace him yet. So I think the focus continues to be at Vanderbilt getting better, focusing on defense. That's going to be the battle cry, I believe, as we head into conference play here next week, of trying to continue to improve and be consistent. In the game against Iona, I would say they played a very good second half defensively, not a very good one in the first half. And Kevin Stallings said they certainly played with effort, but they didn't play with discipline. So they've got to put both of those together. I'm sure that'll be the focus tonight.
In the words of basketball guru Dr. Phil, let's get real here for just a couple of minutes, Joe. And that is, yes, Vandy's 13-0, but the combined record of their opponents, 86-79, there really hasn't been an NCAA tournament lock among the bunch that they've played so far. Your schedule is your schedule, but the bottom line is we really don't know how good this team is yet.
That's probably true to some degree. I would tell you that Illinois probably thinks Tennessee State's pretty good. So I think there are some wins in there that I guess Vanderbilt's been able to avoid what a lot of other teams haven't to this point, and that's losing to teams that most figured that they were better than. I think a lot of teams have one or two of those already on their resume. Certainly SEC teams do, and so you're right. The schedule is the schedule. I think it's actually going to prove to be a pretty good one for them in terms of getting them ready for conference play, because they've faced several different types of teams here through the course of this non-conference portion of the schedule, and I think that helps you when you get ready for conference play.
You just hope they're not making a trade-off here where taking a loss to even a TSU or a Tennessee Martin isn't traded off for losing some SEC game that they're highly favored in.
Paul, I've even asked Kevin, and I've talked a little bit about it with him. I've heard a lot of coaches say sometimes it's good to lose a game to get guys' attention or to get off of a long winning streak or whatever. Is that the case? And he doesn't agree with that at all. he says it's a lot easier to teach after a win. He said, I understand people say sometimes a loss refocuses you, but, it's important to keep finding ways to win these games. The one element I think that has come out of this, guys, is this team really truly believes that if the game is close, they'll win it. It's not talk. It's not some kind of hype. They believe if the game is within reach in the final couple of minutes, they'll find a way to win it. They've proven they can do that a couple of times already here through this portion of the season. That's a nice trait to have for a team when you get into conference play.
Joe, we only have a few seconds to go, but Luke Wynn of SI.com wrote a really interesting column going back to last year and tracing the teams that got off to great starts, many of them did not even make the NCAA tournament. Many of them fell out of the rankings, and one of the common threads was they were not good defensively, and defense right now is a major issue with the Commodores and Coach Kevin Stallings.
Well, as we remember, when Vanderbilt was first nationally ranked, Kevin went to the rankings from a year ago and told the team, look at this, here's the top 25 from a year ago. Eight of these teams didn't make the NCAA tournament last year. I mean, he made that point very early. Just because you're good now doesn't mean you're good later. And you're right, defense has got to certainly improve, but I think he believes it will. I believe he thinks this team has potential to do great things, and so they've just been kind of dodging a few bullets here early on.
That's why you love Kevin Stallings. He tells it like it is.
That's right.
Joe, we'll listen for you tonight.
See you guys.